Now, in lesson 77, we're going to our second evidence that's claimed in our high school textbooks for evolution that points to the fact that especially human beings came from an earlier life form, and that's the similarity we see in human DNA to chimpanzee. And that points to what they call the Darwinian tree of life, that we had a common ancestor back, that even the chimps came through and ended up resulting in us. We counter that again in our classroom book. In this online book that we can use, though, we're not going to go into those lessons. We're going to be presenting some slides here for you that give you the basics for this argument. So let's go to slide two. Okay, so here we go. This is exactly how this whole concept of human DNA is taught in our public high schools. These are quotes right out of the textbook. To understand the story of human evolution, we must understand both our ancestry and our relationship to our closest living kin. Humans are members of the ancient mammalian order primates. Many of our behaviors and characteristics are similar to the other primates, and some are uniquely human. Anthropoid primates, marmosets, monkeys, apes, humans, prosimian primates, lemurs, lorises, and tarsiers. Of the anthropoid species, the chimpanzees may be the most closely related to humans. Comparisons of chimpanzee and human DNA have shown a high degree of similarity. This similarity suggests that humans and chimpanzees may have shared a common ancestor less than 6 million years ago. It is important to understand, however, that humans are not descended from chimpanzees or from any other modern ape. Rather, modern apes and humans are probably descended from a more primitive ape-like ancestor. So, what do you think the message is you're getting that your teenager is getting from your high school textbook? The message from the public schools, human evolution is not a theory, it's a fact. Let's look at slide three and see what we can come up with for evidence about this. Okay, so if we look at shared DNA with humans, this is what's posted and so oftenly provided as evidence. Supposedly, our human DNA is 98% the same as chimpanzee, 92% the same as a mouse, 44% the same as a fruit fly, 26% same as yeast, and 18% as a weed. So not only are we close to a chimpanzee, but also to a mouse, and even halfway there in a fruit fly. Interesting. Well, go ahead and click on your screen. Here's something from Dr. Jeffrey Tompkins, PhD in genetics from Clemson University, who disputes the claim that our DNA is 98% the same as chimpanzee. Here's his quote. The well-known chimpanzee genome paper, published by evolutionists in 2005, provides a genomic similarity of only about 80%. When the discarded non-similar data are included, and only 70% when the estimated size of the chimpanzee genome is incorporated. In other words, if you were to go ahead and include non-similar data within the genome, which they throw out because they don't think it matches, our similarity goes to 80%. Then, if you include the entire chimpanzee genome, just not the selected pieces of it, our similarity is actually 70%. So guess what just happened? Even at 80%, we just flip-flopped. We're more similar to mice than we are to chimpanzees. Interesting. I've attached Dr. Tompkins' YouTube, Human Chimp DNA Similarity, Separating Fact from Fiction. It's fairly long, but it might be worth listening to. And then another one, a shorter one called DNA Proves Evolutionary Theory is Wrong. The bottom line? No. The similarities, any that exist between humans and chimpanzees have nothing to do with the uniqueness of DNA. Whether we come supposedly from a mouse or a fruit fly or a chimp makes no difference at all, because remember, DNA is specified information for a unique creation, not an incremental change over time. This is lesson 77. It's shooting down the second evidence for evolution on human DNA.